Hello everyone. I'm really sorry I'm not going to be there this morning. I had, I think, probably food poisoning from something I ate on Tuesday, and I've really not been well this week. And I won't go into details, shall we say, but I'm not there for a really good reason. Do please pray for me. Second time in less than a year I've had food poisoning, so yeah, I'm not a happy bunny, but do pray for me, thank you. So, I was planning to do something that was a bit fun this morning, and I can't, because I'm not here. So, my assistant, our wonderful focal minister, Sal, is going to be doing the bits that I was going to be doing, so that you can see it. Thanks to Sal and Liz for leading and helping out and doing the prayers this morning. Thank you to the music group for all their suggestions for worship and for looking after this while I'm not around. So, grown-ups, we've been thinking about St. Paul and his letter to the Romans. And kids, I think you were thinking about St. Paul last week in Small Saints. One of the things we were talking about last week was about the way that Paul describes what God's like and what God's doing in the world. He does it really logically. He does it using really, really simple steps, and he takes you step by step by step. Now, I don't know if you've built some Lego recently, but when you're building Lego, you have to really carefully follow the instructions, line by line, step by step, as those instructions build something up to the final Lego model. And I said last week, Paul did things in order. And with the grown-ups, we went quite carefully through that order that Paul went through in one bit of his letter to the Romans. And I talked about, at the end of that, about us needing to be about the family business. And I said to the grown-ups, we'd find out what that family business was this week. But there was another image I nearly used last week, and I'm going to use it today to help recap what we've done and get to the next bit. And for that, we're going to need some pancakes. Now, I know I'm a little bit early for pancake day, but Sal now hopefully has some pancakes. Are the pancakes hot, Sal? Because if they're not, they need to be. So if they're not, do you want to pause this when I count to three and go and put the pancakes in the microwave and make sure the pancakes are nice and hot? So if they're not, if they're hot, you don't need to pause. But if they're not hot, we'll pause in 3, 2, 1. And I'm back. So, we're going to stack some pancakes to show Paul's argument about who we are, what we are, what we've done, what Jesus has done, and what our job is. The first pancake. So, Sal, can you put some chocolate sauce? There should be a little tub that Jackie's made, some dark chocolate sauce. Can you layer that on the first pancake, please? And that first pancake is thinking about God's law, the law that he gave to Moses on Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments, 10 rules, one God in heaven above, that one. The law shows when things are right or when things are wrong. So that dark chocolate sauce is like the darkness of when we get things wrong. That's the first pancake in Paul's argument in Romans. We get things wrong, and that dark stain is what we call sin, the wrongdoing. And that gets in the way of us getting to know God. But Paul says, don't worry, because while the law can only describe what's there, good or bad, it can't change us, Jesus can change us. So Sal, we need a second pancake on there, please. So if you can move a second pancake onto there. Yep. This is on Paul's argument. He's talked about the law and how it shows up sin. The second pancake is how Jesus saves us. He deals with sin on the cross. He takes our sin and he rips it up. You might remember a couple of weeks ago, I did that with Dave, standing with a sign around his neck and had the word sin on it. Jesus deals with our sin and washes us clean. So Sal,
could you put the white marshmallows on the next layer of the pancake? So pancake number one is about God's law showing up sin with the dark chocolate sauce. The second pancake is Jesus saving us and washing us clean. We're white. So those white marshmallows are showing that we're whiter than snow. Jesus is the one who can change our hearts. The law needs Jesus in order to transform us. The third pancake, Sal, if you can get that third pancake out and layer it on there. The Holy Spirit is living in us. Sal, can you pour some golden syrup all over that third pancake for me, please? The Holy Spirit lives in us. And just like that syrup is now seeping through the pancake and down into the stack, so the Holy Spirit gets deeper and deeper and deeper inside us. We're made righteous. We're washed clean of our sins. The Holy Spirit, when the law now looks at us, it says, there's no sin anymore. You're righteous. Jesus has made you clean. And not only do we have the golden syrup seeping inside, we get the great bit, which is life through the Spirit. So Sal, can you get the sprinkles that aren't stars? We'll come to the stars later. Get some sprinkles and just sprinkle a few of those on top of that syrup. That's life through the Spirit. We don't just have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us an extra sense of what life is all about, that we have a purpose and a hope and a job to do. Life through the Spirit. The Spirit gives us that life. Fourth pancake, if you want to move that one across. Now, at this point, actually, I'm hoping that Sal has kept up at this point. If not, we'll go for another pause. And I'm back. So the fourth pancake. Last week, we were talking about the fact that because we have life through the Spirit, that makes us God's children. Not just God's children, God's dearly loved children. We get to call God Abba, which is the Aramaic word, the ancient word that Jesus would have used when he was talking about Joseph. When he was a baby, when a baby says Dada, in Jesus' day, the baby would have learnt Abba. And actually, Abba, there was no word for dad or father in Aramaic. It was always Abba. It was always that really personal word. We become God's chosen children. We're brought into his family. So, Sal, can you take the chocolate buttons, please? Because for me, chocolate buttons are always a reminder that as children, we're welcome at God's table. And can you just spread those chocolate buttons all over that next layer of pancakes, please? As a reminder that as God's chosen children, so that we've got this stack of Paul's arguments. God's law reveals sin. Jesus washes us clean. The Holy Spirit in us, the third pancake, means that the law now finds us righteous. We have life through the Spirit, lots of sprinkles. Then, as God's chosen children, the fourth pancake, we get chocolate buttons. The chocolate buttons remind us that we're invited to God's table, that everyone has a place at God's table, that God has said, come and be my child. And then we get to the fifth pancake, which is, we have an obligation to be about the family business. We're now children of God. We're heirs. We're going to inherit what God has for us. And actually, while we're never going to get to the point where God dies and leaves us his inheritance, we're going to live forever with God. So we need to work now as part of God's household, doing God's work, being part, building up that inheritance. And what Paul says in this verse is that the present sufferings aren't worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Sal, while I'm doing this, could you just spread some chocolate spread on top of that fifth pancake for me while I'm talking? The glory that will be revealed in us. But hang on a minute. God has glory. Well, it's interesting. The word glory, when I look at my lovely little books that tell me what Greek words mean, it's The word actually comes from a Greek word that means to have an opinion about something. Whether something's good or bad. And actually in the New Testament, it's always about whether something's good. If you have an opinion like this, a glory opinion, then it's a good thing. Glory has a sense of worth, of status, of standing. The glory of God is God's standing in relation to the rest of the universe. He has a place of honour and import. He's a weighty individual, not in terms of the fact he's eaten too many pies, because God can't do that. I can, but God doesn't. But in terms of someone whose words carry weight. And that's the first bit of what it means for us to be about the family business. We, God, will glorify us in order that we can have an impact on the world. To have that status, to have that worth, to have that weight. The best image I've got in my head, and Sal, can you find the pot that's got stars in it, please? And just sprinkle some stars on the surface of that chocolate spread, the right on the top. We have weight, just like planets and stars have mass that changes the way things around them move and work. So we carry that glory, the glory of God that he pours onto us, that gives us a status as God's chosen children, that gives us worth because Jesus has rescued us, that gives us a weight as we go out into the world and are like Jesus. Just like gravity, we change the way that things around us move and work to be more in line with God's kingdom. That's our job, Paul says, to be part of bringing the world back into a right set of orbits around who God is. And we have that weight, that glory, Paul says, in order to bring that back. It's not complete yet. We're like the pilot project, we're the first stage of this great plan, and it will reach its conclusion, but we're part of that now. When we go out into the world, we go out to change the way that the world works, because we live not according to the darkness of the first pancake, but according to the brightness of the second pancake, Jesus forgiving us, and we have that life in the Spirit because of the third pancake, the golden syrup of the Holy Spirit dribbling down. The fourth pancake, the chocolate buttons, remind us that we are God's chosen children. And the stars on top tell us that we can change the universe around us. Just like gravity changes the space around it, changes the way things around us move and work. And Paul says, shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life. And at this point, if you haven't already, could somebody go and get some knives and forks and plates? And whoever would like to have some pancake in an orderly line. I can see you. No pushing. Get some pancake. As a reminder that God is good. Paul's stacked argument. And we're not there yet. We've not finished yet. There's more to this to come. But the glory of God, the weight of God, is the way that we work, the first way we work, being about the Father's business, about the family business, to have that weight that changes the way that things around us move and work. Paul's brought us to this point in the argument. And by the time we get to the end, we might need to come back and have a bigger stack of pancakes. Who knows? But for now, enjoy the pancakes. Take care. God bless. And I will see you very soon. Bye-bye.